Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks so much for listening today to the Burke Allen Show. Our number again is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. Trish Robinson joins us today, the head of Daughters of Destiny Ministries, and her book is The Pyramid to Your Potential. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Burke. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks for being on the show. You have a neat acronym that you lay out as part of your pyramid, and could you share that with our listeners?
Yes, that is the word drive. Drive. That's what moves us in the direction that we are headed into, and how we form our drive is through our inner core, our person who inside of us, and how we formulate that. We move towards our career goals, our spirituality, and that comes with drive. So everything we do in life, we have to put drive, we have to put action towards it.
I love it. And by the way, you can visit Patricia online at daughtersofdestinynpa.net. And the book, again, is The Pyramid to Your Potential. The top of the pyramid, of, and if you use the acronym DRIVE, is development, and then the R for resources, I, inspiration, V, visualization, and E, evaluation. And I have to ask you, in evaluating your own life, what was it that made you decide to write this book?
Actually, Burke, it kind of just fell into my lap. I began to start, doing a self-evaluation of myself, thinking about all the things that I wanted to accomplish, think about the things that was hindering me from achieving it, and then how do I move forward? And so I had to look at what is hindering me from doing it. So the first thing in life that we have to do in order to progress is to do a self-evaluation and determine what is it that we love to do, and how can we accomplish those dreams, those goals, and what is stopping us? What are the roadblocks that are stopping us from accomplishing them?
Now, you have also founded this ministry, and so obviously your pyramid is very biblically based, and yet I think that probably a lot of the principles that we read in the book are applicable for women no matter what their circumstance.
Exactly. I really wanted to be diverse. I didn't want it to be just an inspirational, but I wanted it to reach all audiences so that, you know, everyone can learn something from this book. Even if you don't have that spiritual foundation, you still can take something from it when you read it. So that was my whole goal, is to reach each person and whatever the circumstances are.
Author and speaker Patricia Robinson is our guest today, and you can visit her online at daughtersofdestinynpa.net. As a young person growing up in the Deep South, and you're an African-American woman, what did you see as your destiny as a young lady? Could you have ever visualized being somebody who speaks around the country and has written a book, or was that sort of outside the realm of what you saw on the horizon for yourself?
Oh, never. As a child growing up, I didn't even envision this for myself. I was pretty much of an introvert, actually. Even though I did certain things that would say that I was more of an extrovert, I still was set myself into a shell. So I would have never thought that I would be a public speaker or be out and writing a book and trying to advance my career and the thing that I love to do. One of the things that I found out later in my life, I would say, in my 30s, early 30s, I realized that I wanted to teach. And I thought it was to be in a classroom with children. And I did that, and I love it. But as I learned to get inside myself and figure out who I am and the person that I am, I just expounded upon that. And I seen the need for women to be encouraged, to be empowered. And it just fell in my lap, you know. And I said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to encourage women, not just the youth in our areas, in our communities, but also the women who are suffering from just not knowing who they are or just being lost and don't have a direction. So I wanted to help them find their direction. generation as I grow and as they can grow and develop themselves into the, being the perfect person that they want to be. And being perfect person means whatever you mean that to be. You know, you decide what that is and not someone else determine it for you.
Are there more unique challenges, Trish, do you think, to being an African-American woman that you could speak to?
I believe it is, because we grew up a lot not having a lot of things. So those are the challenges that we face. So sometimes we go through life thinking that we're not supposed to have because we didn't have. So we don't change our mindset, our way of thinking, and we continue to think that, well, I'm never going to have anything. I never had anything. So what makes me think that I'm going to have anything? So we don't try to do certain things. We don't step outside the box and try different things and to improve our life, you know. So I think we are stagnated in our own minds that we are not to have this because we weren't supposed to have it. So I think that is definitely something that we need to overcome, and I want to empower women to realize to change the way they think, because the first thing you do is to change the way you think, and then you can move forward.
I was amazed, Trish, as a broadcaster in the early 90s. I spent a couple of years in the Deep South, in South Georgia, as a matter of fact, and knowing that you grew up in Georgia, to find that even in the 90s, racism was still very prevalent there and continues even today in some pockets of the Deep South. Did that impact you as a child, and did that lead at all to your mission?
It didn't, because I guess I didn't grow up with it so much, because I left the South at an early age, so I wasn't prevalent to all of the of what the South brought, because I moved to the city. But at the same time, it did allow me, from visiting back and forth and speaking with my relatives, how I wanted to move past what was going on, still going on in the South. Like you said, there are pockets of it that is evident that the racism and women are still struggling in the South. But I wanted to take the opportunity to use my skills and not be fearful of the outcome, and to help women in the South and women of, you know, of any city to realize that, okay, you can achieve your ultimate goals if you just push yourself, if you just look for that goal and look for the opportunities, because they're there. And even though there's going to be roadblocks and there's going to be things and people in your way, you still can overcome it. You just have to have the right resources and have the tenacity and enough drive to continue to push on.
Patricia Robinson is our guest. Patricia is the head of the Daughters of Destiny Ministry. Her book is Pyramid to Your Potential. And when we come back on the Burke Allen program, can women really have it all, a career and a family? We'll get Trisha's take right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show, worldwide and live at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. If you've got a question or a comment for our guest, Trish Robinson, the author of Pyramid to Your Potential, Trish speaks all over the country and works with women to help them realize their potential. And Trish, you hear a lot in the media these days about the inability of women to balance career and home life. And we've experienced this in my own home where my wife, you know, works a full-time job and never seems to have the energy when she's home to spend as much time as she would like with our son, and you know, struggles with, is she giving up this time with her son? What do you say? Can a woman have it all? Can you have a career and a home life?
I believe that you can have whatever you deem it all is. It may just be being the perfect, you know, wife and mother of your children. That may be your all. That may be what you deem having it all. If it's something on the lines of being able to balance your home life and having a career outside of the home, if that's what you consider your all is, then you can have it. The thing is, you have to have good ethics, work ethics. You have to have a balance, and you have to have the support. And I think all those combinations will make you, or you'll be able to have it all because you've accomplished it all. So whatever you deem your all is, I believe if you put enough into it, then you can have it all.
Our guest is Patricia Robinson. Pick up her book, Pyramid to Your Potential, at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, and visit her online at daughtersofdestinynpa.net. And Sarah is on the line in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Sarah, what's your comment or question for author Trish Robinson?
Hi, I'm going to be a senior in college this year, so I'm going to be graduating and entering the workforce soon. So do you have any advice for a young woman to be entering the workforce?
I would say, Sarah, that first go into it knowing that, again, the first thing I want to say when you're coming out of high school, you have to develop good work ethics, and being able to make the transition from being in high school and being told what to do and how to do things to transitioning into the workforce, being and being proactive, doing things that would make you stand out to be the best that you can be, and always think about what do I need to do to accomplish my ultimate goals. And those goals are always laid out to you when you begin and start your career and whatever career you choose. I just think the first thing you want to focus on is being the best that you can be. Whatever job that you're doing, make sure that you do it to the best and have good work ethics, and I will see you will progress in whatever you achieve.
Sarah,
thank
what is
you so
your
much.
Your college degree going to be in?
Communication Sciences and Disorders to hopefully become a speech therapist down the road.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Fantastic. Yes. And thanks for your call, Sarah. How important for young women is role models, finding great role models?
Are you asking me that? Or
yes.
Sarah? So I think it's very important to have a mentor, no matter, and it doesn't even matter if you're a young person. As we get older, we need someone to mentor, someone that's done it and doing it, someone that has the experience, the expertise, and someone that has the knowledge. So you always want to have someone in your corner that that can mentor you, that you can go to for advice, and it can help you through life, because life is full of challenges, and it's a journey that we all have to take, and we all reach some bumps in the road. So we want to have someone that you can go to and say, okay, listen, I'm dealing with this situation. How would you address it? How would you handle it?
When Patricia, when we see on television, and there's been a lot of it in recent days, of women who just, it sure seem to be awfully mistreated by their husbands, whether it be Maria Shriver and the Arnold Schwarzenegger story, or Anthony Weiner and his wife and this texting scandal. When you look at that, if there were one piece of advice that you would give to a woman who is in a real challenge in their marriage or their relationship, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Every relationship has its challenges. I think to get to the core of some of the problems that we have, sometimes in those cases, a lot of them, they didn't know what was going on. Sometimes the wife is the last to know. But I think when you're dealing with those, the challenges is to know that you're not the cause. A lot of women blame themselves for the things that happen within their relationships. They blame themselves, or the men have told them to, you know, pretty much put the responsibility back on them. I think that we have to realize as women that we all have roles and relationships, and we can't take always deem it as being our issues. So when there is problems such as the things that have been going on, we need to figure out what do they come from, what do they stem from. There's always a root to everything, and it's not always the woman's fault. So not to blame ourselves, but to find out what is the cause, and then move past those issues.
And I love what you said. You know, you don't own that as a woman. Clearly, right. in those two cases, the women were not at all responsible for their husband's misdeeds. We're almost out of time. Patricia Robinson, the book Pyramid to Your Potential is available in bookstores and Amazon.com. And your website address again is?
It's www.daughtersinpa.net.
All right. Patricia Robinson, our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, go out and make it a great day. And thanks for listening.